David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
It's as good as any, I reckon.
Okay. Barbara, are both you and Leroy there, or is it just going to be you on the phone?
It's just me. Leroy passed away in 2018.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we had him. I saw his name here on the list, and so I just want to make sure.
I think everything was in a trust. I think that condo was in a trust, and the trust went to me.
Gotcha.
So it's just me now.
Understand.
In fact, he died on July the 14th. Sorry.
All right.
I think he's a little too jerky doing all this.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I said that he died on the 14th of July in 2018. And of course, that's coming up in a few days, and I may get a little too jerky.
I understand. Just so I understand, Barbara, are you, you've got other here, and you say small condo unit, and I don't see anything for your opinion of market value. Are you just saying you don't?
I have no idea what the market value. I know what we paid for it.
Right.
In 2016.
So are you thinking that the value that has been sent to you, it looks like, is that 298? 257, is that?
To me, it's quite high.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, it's not a rented unit. It's strictly, Leroy and I bought it strictly for our enjoyment. And then we have 3 married children.
Has it been classified?
And 6 grandchildren, and that's all that uses it.
I understand. Now, this is not one that you've received a notice that it's gone to commercial or anything. It's still residential, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're just asking about the value. Okay.
Right. Well, the tax amount just seemed to be so much higher than a year ago. And I said, we did nothing to make our little unit any better than it was. And we just cleaned it up and put in some new washer and dryer and new refrigerator and then our furniture, so that's it. But it's like, it's just, we go there. I'm 86 now, and I cannot drive over there by myself, so I can only come if one of my kids or grandkids is going to be coming. And so it's not even used that often, but I don't want to give it up.
Understand. And Barbara, so you understand what we're doing here. We're just looking at whether or not the value that the assessor has put on it is beyond what it should be as far as market value. Sometimes properties don't get assessed as quickly as they should, so you may get the benefit for several years of having a property that is assessed at a lower value until that time comes when it does get reassessed. But the assessor is trying to catch up in the county on yours.
Well, I know the value when my husband chose to buy the place, $186,000, in June, late June of 2016,
right.
That to me is increases the value considerably in that amount of time.
Right. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let the assessor speak for a minute and let us know. Let's make sure you can hear her. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we did go down Lakeshore Drive and we reassessed everything on both sides of that road, and yours has not been really reassessed for years, and so
okay, this now is, I can barely hear you.
This is where we are right now.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I'm right now, yes.
Yeah, and this is a...
Can you pull that closer to you?
Sure.
That probably should help.
Can you hear me now?
You sound like you're down a well.
Okay, hang on a second.
Is this speaker that picks her up?
Okay, it's just this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a very large condo, 2,400 square feet. I think it's one and a half story, or you have a loft or something?
There's a little loft room, yes.
Okay, and it's facing the lake, and so we have comps that are similar to yours. I made sure we had some that were just around your square footage or above so that we can go on both sides of that. If you were on Table Rock Lake, you're already about $450,000 to $550,000 is the value.
That's nowhere near what Table Rock Lake is.
But Table Rock Lake is...
Can you come around? I mean, it really looks like a river down the lake.
Yeah.
I know. But again, like you said, it's a little less for Taney Como. And so those are selling, I think, around $326, $350 for something the size of yours on Lakeshore Drive. And our camera system came up with our value. So we're cost only. And then they're building new units near yours. So you, of course, got the depreciation for age, that kind of thing applied.
Okay.
Yes, but the stuff that was built next door to us, because the kind of youth park is just up above us, just a couple of residents away. But to the north of us, all that stuff that's just been built, that's brand new. I would expect that to be higher priced because we used to be in construction, and both my sons-in-law are in construction right now, and I know the price of building something new today, half the size of something else is going to cost twice as much today, because that's just what it is. But I mean, that's not a new unit. That was not a new unit when we bought it in 16.
Yeah, I think she was saying that they had figured in the depreciation on your unit. But let me see if any of the board members here have any questions.
Okay.
No, I don't have any questions. I looked at the two units similar to yours in the same place. They're all assessed the same value, and so it's very consistent. It's less than $200 a square foot, I think, is what I came up with.
Jerry, do you have anything?
I just had a question. Do we assess land on condos?
When you look at land, what that really is the common area, the parking lot, the light poles,
gotcha.
The land around it going down to maybe the lakefront, the dock. And then
just
it's
want
all
to make sure that
equally.
Wasn't in addition, yeah. Something else. Okay.
Talking about there is the land. I don't know if you heard that. And that the common elements are divided equally among the units as far as value is what she was talking about. I think that was the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't know if you heard the other board member, Mr. Baker, indicated that your value is consistent with what the other units are as well. And I think it sounds like that it hasn't been assessed in a while, so you've had the benefit of some lower values, but also, of course, in the last few years, prices and values have increased substantially. Does anybody else have any questions at this point? Does anybody have a motion?
I'll make a motion today.
Mike, I would have a comment on that.
Sure.
In so much, I believe that there's 12 units in the building.
Okay.
And to my knowledge, there's maybe only one other person that does not live there besides me that does not live there full time.
Okay.
So with it being where you live, I mean, that would increase the value to that individual because it is like my home over here in Dallas, Arkansas. I would expect it to be higher than something a little bit smaller and a little bit older and all that, but I still just feel that's for what it is, as old as it is, that is too much of an increase.
Well,
I understand that getting an increase, definitely, but I just feel like that's a little high on the increase.
Well, and please understand, I want to make sure you understand, we're just focused on what the value is, how much it increased from the last time is really not what we look at, because sometimes things just don't get assessed as often as they should. So sometimes you have a big jump, but we can't really deal with the amount of the increase. But what we can deal with is whether or not the value is a fair value for the property. So that's what we're looking at fair market value. Do you have any other questions or anything you'd like to add, Barbara?
Did no one else there in that
Red Bed
Choice?
Did
no one else dispute the increase?
They just
accepted it.
I don't know. Do we know that?
I don't know.
Honestly, we have quite a few appeals, Barbara, and I can't tell you if we have anybody else in your particular one that has appeal. There's not any on the docket today except yours, but that doesn't mean somebody else might not have.
So, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you that information because I don't know it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not that familiar. I'm only very well acquainted with one other owner there, and I'm kind of surprised he, being an attorney, that probably he didn't protest the increase, but that's their business.
Sure, and I'm not sure that, you know, like I said, we may have another appeal, but they also may have looked at it and believe that it is a fair representation of the value as it currently is in the market. So I don't. We just don't know without having the other one come forward right now. Do we have a motion?
I made a motion to deny.
Okay. There's been a motion to deny the decrease.
Second.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Barbara, we appreciate you calling, but we do think it's a fair value for that complex as it sits today.
Okay.
And you'll get a letter, and if you don't agree with us, you have some rights to go to the tax commission and some other things. We're just doing the best we can up here as a citizen board. We do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Cody's Cabins is supposed to be an in-person at 1:45. We've got about 15 minutes for that. Then we've got a 2:32.
Do we know what they're contesting, just valuation?
They've got 5 properties in Taney County. One is their actual residence, and the other 4 are nightly rentals. And so I believe it's just they don't like classification.
Right. So they're all commercial right now.
Cody's Cabins, yeah. All right, the next teleconference I see is not until 4th. Well, it's the last two. Well, let's see. Take that back.
If you go to number 200, if you'd look at that and read the notes, I'd rather not say them in public.
Okay, that's an in-person as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that in just a second. I was just trying to see if there was another one we could take up until we have our next in-person. We have a one which is BOE 203, which is Keeping It Real LLC. They're in Iowa. Is this the only one they have in the county?
Which one is it, David?
Yeah, it's the only one I could find.
BOE 203. I would assume that if they had more than one, there would have been another appeal.
203.
I was trying to get to the next teleconference.
They only have one. Yeah, okay.
Try to take it up before our next in-person.
Yeah. They're in Branson.
Is this just a nightly rental?
Branson Cove. Mm-hmm.
I believe that it is.
Okay. This was set at 3:30, so they may not be available. And I don't have a name.
Chris Graw.
Chris?
Hello, this is Chris.
Chris, my name is David Akers. I'm chairman of the Taney County BOE. I know we're calling pretty early, but we're just trying to go through some of these cases. Do you have a moment, or do you need us to call back?
No, I think I'm okay. Can you hold on real quick? I'm just going to put my Bluetooth in real quick.
Sure.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can. Chris, if I could ask you some questions real quick, I might be able to abbreviate this. I'm not sure. Is this a nightly rental?
It's kind of a mixed use. I mean, we use it personally, but we do use it nightly rental also.
Right. Understand. Is this the only one that you or your family, this whoever the owners in this. Just